Hello, everyone. Welcome to the March 6th, 2016 edition of the Astrology News Report, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for March 6th to March 13th and beyond. Oh, and by the way, for any newcomers, this is Vedic astrology, which is based on the sidereal zodiac, the zodiac you can see with your own naked eyes. It's busy week up there in the heavens with all the action happening in the sign Aquarius. First up is Venus changing signs on Monday, March 7th. The ingress of Venus into Aquarius is simultaneous with the Moon, which by accompanying Venus gives an extra boost to Venus's entry and increases the likelihood of an event early in the week. Venus is okay in Aquarius. It's the planet of agreement and compromise in the sign of the humanitarian. Therefore, this could be a good time period for negotiations that benefit everybody. But not all is well, due to Venus immediately receiving the unfriendly square aspect of Mars, planet of aggression and conflict. The exact square of Mars to Venus comes next week on March 14th, but the effects will be obvious during the coming days. Mars is especially strong in its own sign Scorpio and puts heavy pressure on Venus's prospects this week. Therefore, not much hope of compromise and agreement. Love and romance will not be smooth. Also, since Venus is the significator of value, the financial markets are in for a rough week. But the big news this week is the total solar eclipse on Tuesday, March 8th. A solar eclipse occurs when the Moon blocks out the light of the Sun by exactly lining up with the Earth and the Sun. This is the only total eclipse of the Sun in 2016, and occurs at 24 degrees Aquarius in the sidereal zodiac. This is also the beginning of the Hindu lunar month of Falguna. An eclipse is not auspicious and causes weakness for the energy of the month. This eclipse will not be visible in the Western Hemisphere. In fact, except for Indonesia and the South Pacific, most of the globe will miss it. An unusual situation for this eclipse is that it occurs exactly opposite retrograde Jupiter. Since it's a new moon, the energy of any closely associated planetary combinations get carried through the coming lunar month. Thus, we can expect that Jupiter significations, such as prosperity, confidence, the law, courts, banks and bonds, beliefs and religion, will all be impacted during the next several weeks. Eclipses are harbingers of forthcoming changes, usually bad. The events associated with the eclipse don't happen on the day of the eclipse, but afterward, especially when a planet interacts with the eclipse energy by subsequently transiting through the eclipse point. In the case of the March 8th eclipse, Mercury will transit through 24 degrees Aquarius on March 15th. The interaction of Mercury suggests some problem with data and information, reasons and explanations, the media, and/or business transactions. Then, on March 26th, Venus will transit through the eclipse point. The interaction with Venus suggests some issue with the arts and entertainment, or with negotiations and treaties, or with the financial markets. The other thing happening this week is that Mercury is conjunct Neptune. The exact conjunction of Mercury and Neptune will be on Thursday, March 10th, at 15 degrees Aquarius. The planet of rational thinking combines with the planet of dreams and deception. The only positive use of this energy pattern is for the creative imagination. Otherwise, it generates irrational thinking, lack of realism, deception, and confusion. The Mercury-Neptune combination is close to the USA chart's natal moon. Mercury is the planet of making choices, Neptune is delusion, and the moon is a general significator of the public's mind. And this is happening in the third house of the media. So while this energy is in play, there are, of course, more presidential debates scheduled. Voters are going to the polls to choose their candidates, and pundits are analyzing the potential outcomes. Generally, the results will be inconclusive at best, or at worst, deceptive, illusory, and discouraging. Okay, that'll do it for this week's report. Thanks for visiting astrologynewsreport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter at Astro News Report.